Julian Morrow with you. We've talked about some tweeters who've changed their tune, but the tweet of the week this week is a tweeter who hasn't changed their tune. Let's have a listen, if we can, to who our tweeter was this week. Yes, a caller you'd find in dry woodland and shrubland right across inland Australia, every mainland state and the Northern Territory. And Samantha from Hamilton in Victoria was the first in with the correct answer, which was the Splendid Fairy Wren. I'm a little intrigued to know whether the Splendid Fairy Wren has a less complimentary name after we heard about the Regent Honeyeater's alternative persona as the warty-faced honeyeater, but I'm sure that's not the case. For the Splendid Fairy Wren. I mentioned before, females and non-breeding males are a pale brown-grey in colour. During the breeding season, the male Splendid Fairy Wren becomes one of the most outrageously bright blue creatures in all the animal kingdom. Blue above, blue below, a violet-throated patch is bordered with black. If you live in the southwest of Western Australia, you're lucky to have the Splendid Fairy Wren as your default blue wren. I didn't know that there were defaulting blue wrens around the place, but there it is. In other parts of the country, especially in dry woodlands like the Mallee and Mulga, it's well worth keeping an eye and an ear out for one of our most spectacular small birds. So there it is, the Splendid Fairy Wren, which lives up to its splendid name. And of course, we will have another mystery caller for you just after 9 o'clock on Sunday Extra.